I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. We have some breaking news for you. Earlier this month, we discussed one aspect of the proposal to erect a fence along portions of the U.S.-Mexico border. While some call the fence essential to national security, some landowners are complaining that the federal government has failed to negotiate with them properly and would take land from them that, in some cases, has been in their families for centuries. Those landowners have won a reprieve. A federal judge ruled last Friday that the Department of Homeland Security cannot seize the property of Eloisa Tamez for the fence without negotiating to find a fair price. She owns 3 acres in El Calabos, just outside Brownsville, Texas. That's in the path of the proposed fence. She's also a professor of nursing at the University of Texas at Brownsville. She joined us earlier to talk about her side of the dispute. She's back with us now to talk about the ruling. Welcome, Professor. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
How did you hear about the ruling? Were you in court?
No, actually, my lawyer, Peter Shea, contacted me by telephone that he had just been notified that the judge had made a decision.
As I understand it, the judge's ruling does not mean that you're in the clear, but it does mean that the judge took your side of the argument in that you'd complained on our program that you don't feel the Department of Homeland Security had adequately tried to negotiate with you for that.
That's correct. That was one of the oppositions that we presented on February the 7th when we went to the hearing before Judge Andrew Hannon in Brownsville. We said that Secretary Chertoff was not following the right law, and that in fact I had not been consulted, and therefore, if he were to follow the right law, which was the 2008 Appropriations Act, which indicated that Secretary Chertoff had to meet certain conditions before seizing the land, then that's what we charged that he wasn't following that. So. In that respect, Judge Hannon has says that he is ordering that the secretary begin negotiations. I also have to be involved in cooperating with, you know, with those negotiations.
It's my understanding, though, just to remind our listeners that this land has been in your family for centuries. But as I understand this ruling, it still means you will probably lose at least some of the land. It just means that the department has to now negotiate with you for it. So have you resigned yourself to losing part of your land?
I am not. I'm for enforcing the law, not breaking it. So I'm no intentions of breaking the law. I'm an American citizen, and I'm not a law-abiding citizen. I have no intentions of breaking the law. The judge says I must meet with Homeland Security, then Mr. Peter Shea and I will certainly do that.
Well, keep us posted, please, if you would.
I certainly will.
Professor Eloisa?
This is a good day for America. Because
right.
We are finding out that the Constitution works.
Okay. Professor Eloisa Tamez joined us from her home near Brownsville, Texas. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay. Thank you.